six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
And hello, the Real Bourbon Bros.
No, guys, you are not mistaken. This is the Real Bourbon Bros. That was Steve with the intro there. Hello. I know you're not used to that. Well, welcome back to a special one-off here. And you know what? This is number 80.
80. Oh, that's a special day in your life, isn't it?
Well, I mean, when you hear that number, what do you think of?
I don't know. Somebody's birthday? I don't know.
I was born in 79.
Well, see? That's how much I do my arithmetic here.
Yeah, I remember the birthday.
1980. Huh? That was, I don't know, 1980.
Just 80 in general.
Just 80 in general. Hmm. I'm sure it's somebody's jersey number.
There you go. Let's see.
Rice. No.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Right. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah. So Jerry Rice was my favorite football player of all time. I think he's the greatest football player of all time. Yeah. I grew up in watching them and Joe Montana and Steve Young. Those are some great teams, man. They're awesome. So Jerry Rice.
Them.
Yeah.
If I spent a little bit more time watching football instead of doing my chores, I might be as.
Well, we never got to watch them because the games are regional. You know, they're always the Lions or whatever. So
I did enjoy that era. Yeah.
Yeah. That was an awesome era. The 80s and early 90s, some good football.
I was more of a hockey fan.
Yeah.
The Red Wings.
Oh, yes.
The Grind Line. But
that was in the 90s, late 90s, thousands even.
Yeah. It was a while ago, though.
Okay. All right, guys. We regress. Number 80. We're going to do a special review tonight on Green River Full Proof Wheated Bourbon Whiskey. We got a media sample last week. I think we maybe mentioned a little bit.
Posts. We got our media samples, and they told us to keep it quiet. And then they released an email to us. Hey, it's live. You can talk all you want now. But we didn't. We held off for another week.
We were consumed with other things.
And just the anticipation, though, is building, though, right? Because I was really excited to try this full-proof wheated bourbon from Green River.
Yes.
DSPKY10.
Lofted Spirits, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were very lucky to both get a sample. 109.9 proof is the...
0.3.
Oh, sorry, I'm blind. You're right. 109.3 is the proof on this bad boy.
Nashville, Gary.
I have no idea. I don't have my sheet in front of me. Do you have it?
Oh, it's 70% corn, local corn. Not local, but local.
Not made in China.
Not local corn. No, 70%, let's see, 70% local corn, 21% wheat. So it's
9%.
Ranging on at 9% malted barley.
Yeah. Ah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So it's a pretty, when they say full proof, it means a little bit different, but it's 70% corn. So it's bourbon. Usually I think like a high wheated bourbon is a 30%.
Okay, that's your standard. I don't know what the market standard is.
Yeah, but. I'm not sure what the standard. There is no standard. But when they say wheated bourbon, it's got some wheat in it. But how much is it to be called a wheated bourbon?
Probably the majority of the minority.
Majority of the minority. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it would be, right?
Yep.
Because obviously, it has to be 51% corn to be a bourbon. Then the other 49%, whatever makes up the majority of that 49%, if it's wheated, then it's wheat. Then that's wheated.
50% or more. Yeah, over 50%. Yeah.
Yeah. Excited about the Green River sample. We'll do that tonight.
All right.
Quick review and get you guys out of here. No searching, no deep thoughts. We'll save those for the next pod. I know you guys are still listening to deep 79. Thoughts. 79.
Yeah.
All right. So pour us a little sample here. And what's the MSRP was what, 50 on this, Steve?
$50. $49.99.
$49.99 out the door.
SRP.
as Ramsey would say, out the door.
And this is a nice. They got little samplers.
What is this? About 6 ounces, 5 ounces, maybe 7 ounces.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, no.
12 ounces.
It's got to be at least 10 ounces. I don't know what it's.
It's your guess is good as mine.
375. It's like a 200. Okay, Google. All right.
All right. So the nose is actually pretty nice. I already smell. Gave it a little whiff.
Give it a whiff.
Yeah. Sweet over notes. Obviously, with that 70% corn, that makes sense.
Oh, my phone's asking me, how can I help today?
Shut up. Win the lotto?
You triggered it.
So nice corn. You know, with that 70% corn, it's going to have a nice sweet nose forward.
Yeah. You're right. The nose is slight. It's not overbearing, though.
No, it's not ethanol. You know, sometimes when you get these younger, high-proof whiskeys, sometimes it can be a little ethanol forward. And I don't get that.
This is like they're 5 to 7 year barrels. So.
Okay.
It's a blend of hand-picked 5 to 7 year-old barrels.
Steve has the sheet. I don't have the sheet.
Bottled at full barrel strength.
Mm-hmm. So on the palate, front palate, again, sweet notes, vanilla, caramel. It doesn't linger too long on the mid to back palate on the first sip. A little bit of spice almost. Well, that's my first sip. So obviously it's a virgin palate. So that spice is usually true with anything over 40% alcohol.
Yum.
So.
I'm getting a little bit of a caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah,
I got that too. Vanilla and caramel.
Yeah.
Maybe a little cherry.
More caramel than anything, though. Wow.
Okay,
It's like those, those Struthers, those candies.
Werther's?
Werther's, yeah, those.
I love Werther's.
No,
those aren't. I just had one. Those are butterscotch.
No, not those. Caramels,
the Kraft caramels you make the caramel apples with,
yeah, like the cubes, right?
Yeah, Kraft, whatever the brand, Brock's,
yeah, Brock's, the cubes of caramel. That's it reminds me of.
I have a little cherry there, maybe on the second sip, a little more ethanol in the second sip. The palate doesn't last very long. I mean, the finish doesn't last very long. Neither does the end palate. But I mean, off initial nose and front end palate, I would say it's not bad. I mean, I'd probably say for the price, it's probably a good price per quality pour off those two. But then when the palate comes through, the end palate and the finish, probably have to mark it down to an average price per quality pour from my book. Even for $50, I mean, I'd still say it's average.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't blow my socks off. It's not, you know, I wouldn't.
It might have to be a higher proof to be a better.
Yeah, finish. It doesn't linger as long as I would want it to for 109. I mean, and I think for $50, there's other alternatives out there. I mean, you can get Old Forester 1910, 1920 for $50, $55. And to me, those are far superior than this.
Let's get the old Forester single barrel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I'm getting you mentioned cherry. I'm getting a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not the the bacon spice cinnamon much at all.
It's
more of a muted tone there, but getting a lot of caramel.
Yeah, I get that too.
Like, almost like, and a little bit of butterscotch, a little bit.
It's like the caramels, you know, like when you have had them since the last Halloween because you didn't use them all to make the caramel.
You mean a year?
Yeah, old they're caramel? Like exactly. You had them from last Halloween because you didn't make the you had too many. You had too many caramels for the melting to make the caramel apples.
Ah,
so this is what's left over the year later, and you try to use them, and then you throw one in your mouth. You almost break a molar, and that's kind of you're sucking on it for 10 minutes because it's so hard.
And then you just have to resort to just sucking on it.
Yeah, because it's so hard. I mean, that's what you got. You got to eat it, right?
Soften up.
Throw in the microwave, and then you have a whole mess all over. That's my analogy. I mean, it's caramel, but it's not caramel.
Yeah, I think the high corn is not letting it the wheat show its flavors as much. It's coming up. 9% for malted barley is pretty typical.
Yeah, I don't get much of that.
Between 9% and 4%. Usually good to taper off the
sweetness.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would say average price per quality pour. What say you?
I mean, I probably wouldn't go out and rush out and get this, but if I'm looking for a good wheated bourbon that's foolproof, I wish it was a little bit more barrel proofed, or barrel strength, I should say. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is, you know, and 5 to 7 years, they could have mixed it, blended it a little bit more with the, more, maybe some more higher proof barrel strength.
Yeah.
But that might have muted some of the palate then too. So yeah. I would say it's a good wheated bourbon for the price. Okay. Green River puts out some really good wheated bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Just their you know, their standard wheated bourbon.
Right, not the, I'm not sure the what it is, high like proof. 90, yeah.
90 proof or something.
Sure.
Is pretty damn good. I mean, Bardstown puts out some good wheated bourbon too. You know, so.
They're brothers. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't buy this for myself necessarily, but I'm glad I got the sample. Maybe for a gift or a, you know, birthday party, bar mitzvah, you know, whatever. I think it's not a bad choice for somebody that's getting into whiskey. It's I think it's, I would say this, it's not hard to drink. It doesn't put you off. You know what I mean? So I think for the palate that's not maybe seasoned as much as maybe ours are, it's, you know what I mean?
It's not as sweet as I'd like it to be, put it that way.
There we go. Constructive criticism from Big Bro Steve Reno.
And you know, we talked last time about Bardstown having the new labels. And do you remember what the blue label was that they put on?
Wheat.
It's a high wheat.
Mm.
So I think it'd be interesting if we had a chance to grab one of those bottles and compare the wheated. I think we should do maybe like a wheated segment.
Yeah.
And get some of the like the high wheat from Bardstown. Get the full proof wheat here. And then get the barrel strength wheated. You know, that's
from single barrels
from Green River too, yeah.
Yeah. To come in the future. Stay tuned.
Yes.
For that one.
I think so. That was a great review. I gave me an excuse to have a little bourbon midweek here. This is awesome.
You never need an excuse. I anticipated it.
What?
You never need an excuse.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like an event for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're up in God's country up there to stay warm, right? I mean, that's.
Oh yeah, but still, I still need some sort of event. It can't be like, oh, it's cold outside. Let me crack open a bottle of bourbon.
Speaking of cold, maybe everybody didn't see it, but you have your own personal social media account on TikTok and some other Facebook. You posted some photos this past weekend, I guess. Do you want to tell the audience what you were doing?
Just search for the hashtag TRBB because I tagged them with all those. So you'll be able to see that. Hashtag TRBB. So every winter it's a
tradition.
I don't know. It's a task of that I do every winter, and I go up north to upper lower Michigan and I burn brush piles that basically all the brush that's been accumulated throughout the summer and fall at my parents' place. And spend the night out there. Well, not in the field, but I spend the day out burning brush and making sure all the critters are gone from the brush pile.
Okay, well, how do you do that?
Yeah, you just walk around and make some noise.
Okay, you might have a rabbit family of rabbits.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but no rabbits were harmed this year.
Okay, how do you start the flare? What kind of accelerant do you use? Because you know, there's probably a lot of snow. Geez.
Every year it might be different. Oh, yeah, there's like 2 feet of snow on some of these brush piles, right?
So how, do you take the snow out it first? Kind of tempers it. Do you put some killing in there? What do you do?
Sometimes if there's some fir trees in there, branches, I just get some kindling and some paper with a torch.
Nice.
A propane torch, and I light it like that. Other times if I have some oil.
Used oil, used grease.
But yeah, I mean, but
gasoline,
It's still an accelerant, and it burns up, so it's not soaking into the ground or anything. So
polluting the air, God's air.
It's very little, little.
Yeah,
but yeah, it gets going, pretty good. You got to start it in multiple places around. Now, this brush pile I had was like maybe 30 feet in diameter.
Okay,
it was huge, and it took a while, but it went up, got it going nice and hot, and only took a day to burn, so that was good.
Okay. Was there an audience?
No audience. My my dear wife helped. She came out.
Did she go skiing?
And she did go skiing.
Okay, cool.
Got after we got the fire started, she got her cross country skis on, and she went out in the woods and the trails for an hour or two, and then came back and. She benefited from it too. Yeah,
good snow then for snow skiing, huh?
It was getting warm, okay. So even in God's country, there the snow was starting to melt.
Aww.
But it was very pleasant out, as opposed to the previous week, which there was like 40 mile an hour winds and negative 10 degrees. So that would have been nasty.
I've
been telling a different experience.
Yeah, you would have been closer to that fire, eh?
Oh yeah, that would have been. It would have been nasty.
Well, as Beavis would say, "Fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire."
Oh, cool, man! Well, I'm glad you're able to accomplish that goal. Until next year, then we'll have to maybe have a viewing party. You did post a lot of videos, so maybe we can get a big audience to view your shenanigans of.
Yeah, I should do it live too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Have a camera on the fire.
And were you drinking bourbon when you were doing
I was drinking some Larceny, which I thought only made, the best sense to have Larceny at a bonfire, fire, right? So, I don't know. But before that, I was, I was drinking some beer, some local Michigan beer.
Okay.
Some Two Hearted.
So you were toasty
all
and
day.
The fire was
Yeah, I was.
Double toasty.
I mean... Whenever I get to work, you get thirsty and you got to have something to...
Yeah, don't eat the yellow snow.
Wet your palate.
That's for sure. All right, cool, man. Well, that's good. Yeah. Anything else? We'll wrap it up. We got the review in. We got a little story time with Steve. And, there's another segment, story time with Steve.
Story time with the real Bourbon Bros. Put you right to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Well, follow us on social media, guys. Amazon store is still kicking. TikTok, all that stuff. YouTube. We got more YouTube videos. So that'll be some good content maybe for YouTube if we can get some of that. Somebody put their hand up.
Put my hand up.
You're pretty cute.
Okay.
Right. I don't know what that means. Anything else? You're good?
All right. We're good, man.
All right. Till next time. Giddy up.
Enjoy.